But Mark's case is just one of many.
We typically have about 20 patients on the service that has some sort of meth-related event, whether they're using meth or cooking meth. We get about one, you know, true meth lab explosion about once every couple of weeks, you know, maybe every 3 or 4 weeks, that ends somebody in the intensive care unit on life support.
Mark survived the tragedy, but his life is forever changed.
I'll never be able to go out in the sun like I used to or nothing. It's changed everything, I tell you.
Methamphetamine cooks are often unwilling to admit the cause of their injuries. Dr. Guy looks for the telltale signs of meth use.
Meth mouth is certainly the most obvious. Meth mouth is rotting of the teeth, and it's pretty dramatic. You'll see people who are just totally emaciated. The other thing is that their bodies are just so revved up, particularly if they're still coming off the meth. And since their body has seen so many drugs, that our medications won't touch them.
Mark Buckner is one of the 48% of meth users who have no health insurance and place a great strain on the hospital resources.
You know, when all is said and done, this will probably cost $1 million. And it's the right thing to do to take care of somebody like that, but that's $1 million of uncompensated care. This one hospital last year did approximately $300 million in charity care. This one hospital in Central Tennessee. And so you have to question, how long can one hospital provide $300 million in uncompensated care? There has to be an end to that.
Overall healthcare costs for methamphetamine users in the U.S. alone are estimated at almost $864 million per year.
Well, it's not worth it. I've done it not because I want to get high. I've done it for the money. Man, no amount of money is worth this much pay.
Mark will need more skin grafts, and it's unlikely he'll ever regain full use of his hands. Serious meth burn victims need ongoing care for years, sometimes decades.